coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg. We're taking a look at some of the changes that are on the way that are going to affect how racing is operated in this province and how that affects all of us. But today, our focus is on the changes that will affect the customer. As you may know by now, WEG has been named the sole operator of all the teletheaters and telephone account wagering system in the province. How will this change how people experience racing? With us to look into this is Sean Pinzano, COO of Woodbine Entertainment Group. Mr. Pinzano, thank you for being on Trot Radio.
Hey, Norm, thank you very much for the call.
This is indeed an interesting time in Ontario racing, a lot of changes. Let's talk about what happened on April 1st when the ORC basically gave the exclusive rights to WEG for telephone marketing, or rather telephone account wagering, and teletheaters in the province. According to the ORC, this is a very important part of the five-year horse racing partnership, because it's supposed to create a consistent product for Ontario bettors using the system. Explain why that's important for horse racing's customers, and what benefit will the customers see?
I think it's multifold. I mean, this program of going out and running the Champions brand at all the teletheaters across the province, having the HPI platform as the internet wagering platform across the province, and integrating the two of them together, I think has been very critical to our operations here in the GTA, and that's something we're going to, you know, try to do across the province. From a customer experience standpoint, they're going to know what to expect at each of these sites as far as equipment goes and the integration that we have there and so on. So there's not going to be any surprises there. There are not going to be issues with customers coming from one teletheater or track and going to another one and not being able to cash tickets and so on. So we're just trying to make all that stuff much easier than it has been in the past. So I think that's going to improve it quite a bit. There are a number of different things that we've been trying to do, too, as far as our rollout on the Champion side and really trying to, you know, again, trying to maximize the wagering opportunities at each one of these sites. And we've found that getting rid of the admission charge at some of these sites that they have now, that's what we experienced in our market anyways, taking that away, adding to the number of tracks that are available, the number of TVs, and the technology that's available to customers has really been a big win for us, and that's the kind of model we want to take forward.
I must admit, having never attended a Champions, being in a somewhat detached area geographically, I feel like I'm missing out on something. What happens when I walk into a Champions in the GTA, and will that experience be the same if I'm going to one, say, in Napa?
It's going to depend, right? So not every one of our sites is exactly the same. It's not a cookie-cutter approach. It really depends on the market that we're in. I mean, ours vary pretty dramatically from, around the GTA at the moment. And that we see that kind of playing out, I guess, the rest of the province. So it's going to be different in each one of them. What we're going to try to do is try to get modern TVs out there, try to get the same amount of product where we can, where we can justify that. And if there are sites that are doing minimal volume, we'll try to, you know, produce a model that gives them an experience that's going to work for them for that area. And those that have, you know, again, bigger volume and so on, we continue to try to grow that. We'll try to add, again, the number of tracks and so on. So the equipment will be the same in each one of these sites. The product delivery will basically be the same in each
of
the
Same feel and basic look, just keep it consistent?
Yeah, I think for the most part. I mean, each site is going to be different because, I mean, most of this is in a restaurant, a bar that already has an existing business,
right,
and we're adding to that. So we're not necessarily going to change the full look and feel of that. But we have, again, various models here. We've got Greenwood, which is a standalone site, right, which is the biggest one in the province. Then we've got WEG Stadium Bar, for example, which is a sports bar that has a little bit of the racing side in one part of the bar, and the rest of it is a sports bar. So it's going to have its own distinct identity in each one of these sites, but the delivery in which the customers are going to see the products, the way they're going to be able to bet the products through the terminals and so on, is going to be very similar.
Now, in some areas, there are a lot of teletheaters, and I'm not going to lie to you, the Ottawa area is well-serviced. Some might argue there are too many. I don't know. Will there be any kind of contraction in that regard?
Oh, I think it's quite possible. I mean, some of the sites there, really just don't do enough money to really justify it in the long run. Obviously, what we got to be doing in the market here, the idea is to grow the parimutuel revenue for the core track. So that's what we're trying to deliver on that, and we can't be taking that away with some of these sites. That being said, we're going to look at multiple models to try to run as many as possible to make sure that we're maximizing that wagering. So as much as there may be some contraction in some areas, we're going to try to add to other areas where we actually see there's an opportunity.
Now,
there's some that have vacated markets and some have underserviced areas and so on,
right,
and we're looking to add to the roster of sites that are available.
The government has said from the outset that they want to focus on live racing. So how does the attention to off-track wagering fit into the whole scheme of improving the standard of live racing and how it's presented to the customer?
It really comes down to, from a revenue standpoint anyways, to support the racing. That's where this comes from. So this off-track model is a big part of our business, as everyone knows. It's about convenience from a customer standpoint and just getting the distribution out there to make that work. So that's how this supports the live racing piece.
Yes.
What we've done as well as part of the Alliance Group and so on is try to mirror some of those that delivery that we do at the theaters, at the racetrack as well, again, drive that wagering component. But all of this, again, is meant to maximize the amount of wagering commissions that are used to support live racing ultimately.
Okay, so that's where the whole thing fits in then.
Absolutely.
Now, let's look at how much money is actually made from the off-track product. I'm not sure how many people are quite aware of that. How important is it to the lifeblood of the industry?
Oh, it's monumental. I mean, I can't speak to the whole market as far as what it's meant, but I mean, as far as our market goes, what it's traditionally meant is the off-track business, and I'm talking about just teletheaters now, was about 45% of our wagering, maybe closer to 48% of our wagering, and then we've got an additional about 15% that was done on the HPI side of things. So that's continued to grow over the years, and that has become a very big part of it. And it's about convenience, right? It's about distribution. It's about going to the customer and trying to deliver that, and it's really become a big part of our business. So we're not too fussed about where you bet. It's about just making sure that you bet and are able to participate in this industry. And that's
so we're talking millions and millions of dollars.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The reason I brought it up is because there are some people that may not be quite aware as to how much is generated. Let's talk about revenue streams a little further, and in particular, historic racing or instant racing. Nick Eaves, who you know well, was quoted as saying that it's a priority for him in terms of a new product that can go through the system because it can be on track, off track, and online, and it can attract new customers. Your thoughts?
Oh, I completely agree. It's one of the huge ones that we have a great opportunity. We have a vast library, as you know, of historical races. Mm-hmm. Why not be able to monetize that? And this is a great opportunity to do that. We've been working with CPMA and with government to try to figure out ways to make this thing work, and ultimately with OLG now to try to determine a way forward on this to try to get this delivered in all those mediums, because we do think that's going to be critical to the operation.
I'm intrigued by the instant racing idea. If I were to walk up to an instant racing machine, how does that work? Do I handicap the races put in front of me, or is it just guessing, or how does it work?
It depends on how detailed you want to get. So, and the game you're using, because some games will allow you to go in and really kind of start handicapping the race. Now, they can't reveal information that will allow you to identify what race it is.
Right, right.
But they give you some information that you can base your number, your selections on. So that's the approach that they take with that. Some people just like to choose, a random pick, and that's all they do, and others that want to get into that part of it. But it's a pretty straightforward game, and they've got multiple games now. I don't know what their library consists of now, but they've continued to grow that as they spread their instant racing machines across the U.S. in particular. I mean, Kentucky, Arkansas, Wyoming, and a few other places are getting that very soon.
Now, with WEG being the big dog and the big block now, you've always been the big dog, but now your block is all of Ontario vis-a-vis off-track wagering. Let me ask you this. Churchill Downs came under attack for raising their track's takeout. Now, with Woodbine holding the big stick in this area, is that something Ontario horse players should be worried about?
No, absolutely not. We've been doing everything in our power to try to bring those takeouts down. As you know, we've been running the lowest takeout in the country, and quite frankly in North America, on our wind pools on the thoroughbred side. This is something we continue to try to reduce wherever we possibly can, where it makes sense, and try to do that. And we've also done things like guaranteeing pools and doing some other things to really kind of drive overall interest in the product and add value from a customer perspective. But no, we have no interest at all in raising takeouts on this model.
We'll be following this very closely. Sean Pinzano, thank you so much for this.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.